Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, oh, oh. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. We just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
Yes, indeed, everyone. Hello, everybody. This is Parker Pathways on RepublicBroadcastingNetwork.org, and it's March 26, 2017, and this is the first live hour of a three-hour program, and the call-in number is 800-313-9443. And welcome aboard, everyone. And the list is long for all the thank yous for the gracious emails that I've received and from around the world, and I appreciate that. For the activities that have been taking place. I'm going to sit back just a moment and we'll do a little bit of refreshing concerning the events that have taken place in Congress and in the world. And as you know, for the listeners that have been listening to me for about 10 years on RBN, I've always been about the water and the chemistry of it in the body and other aspects of politics and medicine and the activities that I've had with the United Nations concerning such things as the people saying, well, water's a right, which, according to the United Nations, the Sustainable Development people, water is not a right. Same thing people say about health care. Health care is a right. Well, it's not a right whatsoever, and hasn't been since it began. But that's the truth of it. And we've gone into many legal cases and processes of development of how the world has gone. And that being said, a lot of people in the United States and across the world, some of our listeners, are having a lot of problem with the weather. And, of course, if you're in the Acer Mountains in California, you're looking at 20 feet and 60 feet of snow. It's very close to 1846, when the Donner Party was trapped in the local mountains, not far from the Sierra Top Mountains. The deaths were about 30, they recorded as 39 of 87 travelers. And some of the survivors resorted to cannibalism, according to some diaries and some, process of survival. Well, that's where it is now. there are hundreds of workers that are attempting to move the snow from the entrapments. And I'm just giving a personal point. You know, I'm not politically correct. But the whole thing is that the Donner Party, in my opinion, may have been more civilized than some of the people that are working it right now. You know, there are a lot of people out here that have a lot of good heart and help people. But in spite of 20-foot and 60-foot snows in, you're snowed in, you've got security problems, trying to keep, trying to be protected. And in my case, be protected from people that I didn't realize that my interviews with Donald Trump were being heard by the Russians. But it wasn't the Russians at all. It was another people. We were talking about the water when Donald Trump was in the primaries going to Flint, Michigan, and then he's going to Mississippi. Got 2.5 hours cut on tape, and one of these days we'll get an end on Parker Pathway. It was very interesting about the water and the contamination of it, but she had done a lot of the research on that. So a lot of people have got wind of that. And psychologically, a lot of the Trump haters want to cannibalize me, you know, in terms of things. And I find this interesting since their life depends on the water and the contamination and the black mayors that are against the Trump people. And, you know, they want to keep the people confined financially for food and water. And this has not been a surprise. This on year two of my 10-year tenure here at RBN, I was talking about that, but I never... I had a lot of. I had about 3 shows on that, and about 8 years ago. But it never occurred to me that we would be cannibalizing ourselves psychologically, and that being said, that's the real world. You've got people 20, 60 foot snow who are still trying to steal other people's marijuana plants that are being grown illegally by drug cartels from Mexico through the snow. You have people that are trying to find a way to tunnel through the mountain to get to the gold vein because they know the gold is in Sierra Mountain. I won't give you the exact location, of course, but trust me, evil is everywhere, and in spite of the snow, it's still isn't making a difference. It's kind of interesting to see people with pickup trucks, women dressed in heavy cotton clothes to keep warm, and having an AK-16. An AK-47 slung over their shoulder on the back, riding shotgun, while their male friends are running the whole thing and trying to find a spot to either steal the marijuana plants or find where the gold vein is actually located. That's the real world. And I don't want to give you the complete location, as I said, but the whole thing is, it comes out to... the statement that we brought out in 20 on Parker Pathways on 2011, where Hillary Clinton had presented her Chilean presentation to the United Nations and also had presented formally in the battle plan, you might say, for World War III with being over water. From the beginning of being on air, General Electric had developed a process of it's beyond purification of water. Purification of water actually is is now a goal. It has been, but it's secondary, believe it or not, because the water recycle and the contamination from humans and soil has created a whole new industry, and this industry is beyond the gross national product Our jet right now is for water. It's $2 trillion. And when I wrote chloramine caused health damage, which is on the homepage of RBN, I placed the water infrastructure alone at $16 trillion. Well, as it stands now, after talking to the GE engineers, which I did when I first started, it was a whole process of they're taking a 16.5-foot extension of coconut hair and particle charcoal, and they were using that filter, of course, for at universities for the study of fish. And I can remember when I was on air a few years ago, and the carp was dying, and the whole thing. I'm telling them about the birds dying from the chloramine. People sending me their bird feeders, pictures, and then they had the whole thing. It was a disaster in the United States of America. I was told by three government agencies not to talk about it anymore, and then the carp people on their lobby were upset because I was talking about the carp dying, but meanwhile the people in the fish tanks were you know, talking about their fish dying in their tanks. I was about the third year in. No, it was about the second. I'm sorry, about the second year in on RBN, then I had to tell the public that the drops that they're putting in to the fish tanks to keep their fish alive, their hobby fishes alive, was really formaldehyde. And, of course, to have the oxidation or the biological oxygen level to be increased, but actually the only way to do that is to embalm the fish while they're still alive. So that took a year to get to Congress to try to find some way to keep me off air. Then the unions came in. That was year 4 and 5, and where the threats came in from all over the United States about the water. They wanted to protect things. Well, long story short, you know, you talk about Flint, Michigan. They got lead in the water. Oh, yeah, well, they sure do. They have, you know, but at that time, when the Trump interview went on, there were 169 other towns that are even worse than Flint. And that's in the, you know, in the whole, you know, tape. So when they do the vetting tomorrow on the Intelligence Committee, our little modest program will be in there. Everybody go, what, who? You know, they say, who the hell is this? You know, that type of thing. And then somebody will whisper in their ear and say who I am. And then the guy will have a pale face, full congressman and the whole thing. That's already happened 3 times in the past 4 weeks. So that was the setting. Now General Electric, after all this time, because they said that if they could reduce that filter down to the size of a shoebox, they would control the world's water supply in the terms of beyond purification. But you see, and that's eyeball to eyeball we're talking about. That was the day where I met Gorbachev, and he told me we don't own the water on Earth, that they do, and of course they are the, I asked who they was, and you know, very friendly conversation, partly in Russian, which, you know. So, and that happened, beyond 2011. So the General Electric has sold their water unit for what they were inventing to Suez, the French utility, which I talked about last show. Now, the price on the water unit for General Electric is $3.4 billion. And Suez, Jean-Louis Cossiet, he figured that he got off cheap buying at $3.4 billion because when he gave his press conference on the sale, which was 2 weeks ago, went public, and that water would be the new future war and the biggest challenge, you know, facing industries such as chemicals and engineering and energy and mining and drugs, and which is absolutely true. And it's projected that by the year 2035, 40% of the world population will live in areas that will face a water scarcity if there's any water at all. So Suez will be selling the water to the world on the open market to be in the water index. It will cost per gallon of water by 2035. Suez plans to charge 816 lira. It'll come out, you know, you'll be on your transfer. The water will be, convex in the metrics of the death panel. Keep in mind, when Obamacare remained this past week, the death panel remained as well. And the death penalty and independent payment advisory board will now be in charge but be in monitored to the new Health and Human Services director. And the 19 people that are collected politically who have no medical experience will be selected for that board. Obama had it at 17 people. President Trump will have it at 19 people. And these will be people that, without medical experience or determine the matrix, will be bean counters and be based on what I've been talking about on RBN for 8.5 years. And that is that was before Obamacare was called Obamacare and became law. I remember Nancy Pelosi, the Democratic of the House, said, "We'll know what's in it after we sign it." And, of course, this week she's gloating on the fact that the Democrats won, quote, and the whole thing, and now they have control of the basic indirectly. They manipulated and cut the penis off of Republicans because there's some conservative folks who decided, well, our region won't accept that kind of change because premiums went up. Jocko, premiums went up 4 months ago and are controlled by physicians. What does it take to understand that? Now you're going to have the process of, you're going to have, in France, this is a French utility, it's $95 billion market for industrial water alone. $95 billion for industrial water services are expected to expand by their figures and their basis of their stock global. It's no longer called a market. It's called a global. And that's going to be a 5% rate over the long run. So they're going to outpace all that global economic growth by about 3%. So the Suez investment in industrial water will be Engie, a French energy group, to exit the oil and gas production because it's going to be more valuable than oil. Oil is going to be sold. Oil and gas as production in the coal-fired power generation is going to be finished in terms of their development of energy costs. The water will be the key. And in some parts of the world, water will be currency. And I've talked about this for 6 years on this program. I told you about it. I said, told you even the companies that would be handling the process. Because, see, without the water, you're not in the metric of the death pound. So that's reality. So the thing is, and so the General Electric, the GE Water company, and the companies will include ExxonMobil, Pfizer, Nestle, management and treatment consumption of water. Nestle, of course, von Nestle, the German, who got out of the chloramine exposure on Parker Pathways, went to the Wall Street Journal on that third day I was on air to say he was going to get out of America.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Yes, indeed. Hello, everyone. And so just before the commercial, what I was getting to is the fact that the future water supply, which they're trying to sell you in the psychological way of the psychological programs that were set up by Obama to change behavior of people. And the idea is to use wastewater recycling and the desalination plants as substitutes for the other type of water. Now, understand very carefully that the Suez French utility agreed to buy the General Electric water unit in partnership with Conseil des Depôts, as placement du Quebec, which is a Canadian pension fund manager. Now, the control of the currency in the world will be electronic. So, therefore, and is already going in that direction, it will be under algorithms that are based on artificial intelligence, which is already being phased in right now as we speak. So, they control, actually, Cartier des Ports, des Placements de Quebec, actually controls 80% of the electronic money supply as we speak. Now, the death penalty in Obamacare is explicit. I've talked about this extensively on our program, and of course the Intelligence Committee and the process of the other people that are in the government will be discussing this. And of course, I will not be able to attend personally. I'll be deposed as I usually am behind a black screen, so my identity is not given out. But the whole thing comes down to the fact that it's you have three questions. You ask, well, why would GE give up, quote, and sell based on a $3.4 billion transaction because they'll have license agreements and based upon their technology? Now, based upon that this is a small world department, it is known that my evaluation of an intellectual property concept is being based on the idea of the valuation of a portfolio of innovations that are part of a person's business plan and market. Valuations based upon what the water will be like, since most of the use of 1.5 million gallons of water per fracking. So you've contaminated the groundwater, and then say, well, we can't get the water from the ground, and you know, they make it sound as if, you know, they're prohibited from doing that. Well, they're already taking it from the ground, but they're taking it for fracking for natural gas. So therefore, the pension funds that have been invested in the world on the process of the fracking itself will be compensated for what will be called a loss for the water, which will not be suitable for human consumption, because most of the carcinogenic agents, you know, some are trade secrets, and most of those, however, legally, I've put on the show, and they're 116 chemical agents in fracking water, and nine of them, the same as there is for drinking water, but not the same chemicals, are carcinogenic. That's why animals and plants cannot grow. So, and then, you know, the soil is becoming sterile on the earth, and not in specific spots, on the earth. And I've been trying for four shows to talk about that, and because of time constraints, I haven't been able to do it. But the whole end game is to control agriculture. And the competition with people for food is the end game. If you cannot, the companies in competition with people for the food will also be the second passage to profitability. You call the numbers 800-313-9443 and welcome aboard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin. And to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all-natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high-quality, all-natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined, natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
This is Parker Pathways, and by the way, the call-in number is 800-313-9443, and from last week's program, pay attention to Parker Pathways for that three-hour program where we're exposing out the United Nations General Assembly Resolution 71-1. It's 71-1, actually. It's called the New York Declaration of Refugees and Migrants. And under that system of the plan for 2018 for having close to 100 million refugees in this country brought in, unvetted, they get a passport, social security number at the airport, put on a plane, and flown to destinations, and to do that under and to cover without program and programming. So you take that information now and apply it to the death penalty of Obamacare, which will be expanded now with new matrix. And part of that, Nancy, remember what we're talking about, how much you're worth. In other words, when I did the interviews with the physician who was the architect, Dr. Emanuel, and I had those two interviews with him about to die at 75, which was his thesis in the Atlanta Monthly, if you remember, for those listeners that heard those interviews, and which, by the way, I think the Senate subcommittee is going to actually have a Parker pathway on those interviews with Dr. Emanuel. That's a sidebar comment. Now, the whole thing comes down to the infrastructure concept in the water and the infrastructure in the food to feed 100 million more refugees. But think about, have that by 2018, the food supply, most of the food that's grown in America is actually shipped to other countries. Most people in the stores have been for several years now been buying grade 3 and grade 4 vegetables, fruit particularly, and of course with President Clinton's NAFTA treaty, which should have been repealed years ago. That is, you know, for the growth of food and fruit, particularly in South America, and most of that. And by the way, in Chile, there had been Japanese governance in the politics of Chile and Brazil for many years. And the reason for that, of course, is because the Japanese long ago changed out the rules for food. In fact, the first promulgation of food takeover in those countries by sending in Japanese to run for their presidency was about 20 years ago. And, of course, while America slept and the Super Bowl was just starting and things, you know, Lombardi Trophy was talked about that year. That was the first Japanese president time period of which they were taking over the food supply, particularly with fruit. And then, of course, the presidential Republican candidates, you know, from Texas, sent out one of the sons, who turned out to be the governor of Florida later. They sent him to South America to make the deals, setting up for the purchase of the Peruvian water supply. So those things were going on, based getting ready for what is called, in fact, I think it's called, this is not, this is called Executive Plan 5 by Hillary Clinton, and to try to take over Trump's presidency, which was placed at first. Executive Plan 5 was placed in 2009 to take over the health and the money. That was with Hillary's health care plan to take over, and so she made her deal with the pharmaceutical companies for drug profits and on Executive Plan 5. And so this is what we're seeing now in the Executive Plan 5 setup. And this, and what I'm discussing for the first 40 minutes of Parker Pathways on the first hour is really what has been discussed in the past week at the Vatican, which was closed door. The only reason I know about it is because I know some cardinals. And this is the 60th anniversary of the EU institutions of agreement. In other words, in the European institution, there are 28 nations that met in the past week for the 60th anniversary of the Vatican, what is called the Vatican Parchment, for the control of food, water, and people. So, and then, of course, this past week, Nancy Pelosi made a very big point. You have to listen to her system, you know, of the way she speaks. You have to listen to the sentences carefully. It's like, you know, we'll know what's in it after you read it, you know, that type of thing. So she's claiming officially from the Vatican meeting. In other words, she's talking about She didn't talk about what we're talking about right now between you and I here at the coffee table, and we're just shooting the conversation, you and I, audience, and Dr. Parker, and we're trying to get a stack of pancakes and a good cup of coffee, and try to enjoy life. You know what I mean? Yeah. So she's claiming that healthcare is a human right. Now you will say, you'll nod your head and your eyes may glaze over. You've heard that before, and you forget what's going on. and that's not your fault. No, that's what they want to formalize. Do you understand what that means? If you have the terms of the right, then who has the right of the other right that you don't have? You think about that. Who's going to be designated as that? Okay? Who's going to have the other right? In other words, you have health care as a right based upon that was really what the battle was. You see, on the Obamacare, Trump knew it. President Trump knew it. And what he was trying to do was to circumvent the, what I call the confessional, they call themselves the Freedom Conservative Group in the Republican Party. They're really Republicans in name only in terms of things, but they're in this group of the Vatican system of who lives and dies and determinations of the European institutions of agreement is the key phrase. Nancy Pelosi says by agreement the health care is claimed as a human right. There isn't any human right to health care. It's not in any document. It's not in the Constitution. It's not in any of the Bill of Rights. It's not into the system of the of what France and Germany have been doing on the same day that the German Chancellor was meeting with President Trump in the past few weeks. They were working on a deal with themselves to have a different union system with the Vatican, to even have a new flag. And what is it going to be based on? Mm-hmm. Yes, the new human. See? We don't make that up. Now I'm going to get to this beginning of the show. You know, Texas today is going to have the independence rally. The 200-mile race begins for independence for Texas. And I wonder if anyone knows or remember. The only reason I came up with the, you know, because I had to talk about this with a UN member. You know, there's a statement in Texas that remember the Alamo? Well, it really wasn't that statement. It was remember Goliad in Alamo. See, Tintin, Mexico, he felt that Santana, General Santana from Mexico, felt that there were insurrectionists and traitors and on Mexican land. And this is the same way that the Mexican president is talking today. Santana had a general called Uria, Uriaca, his name really was. And there was a James Fannin, if you read the Texas history, and he had 300 and some men that were they were away from the Alamo, but they were trying to defend the perimeter of the Santa Ana Army. And they became entrapped. And so General Ria essentially captured these 300 and some people who were trying to defend that land, and we could say it was called now Texas land. And Santa Ana's position was that they were traitors and they should be killed, and that's what the general did, Gerard Urrea did. Point blank, it's quite a history. And stabbed him with bayonets and left their bodies there. And when the people advanced in to try to get to the wetland areas of Texas, Santa Ana just stopped. He didn't go further because he felt that all everything had been killed off by his general. Now, remember that was in the area of Goliad. Now, in the area of Goliad, today, in terms of, you talk in terms of the facets of infrastructure, it's the other way around. When Trump says, President Trump says, Mexico will pay for the wall, the public has been thinking, you see, President Trump, before he was president, he was already way ahead of the Mexican president. You see, what he was talking about, Mexico would pay for the death of the people that they have all these years felt that they had a right to cross the border. Now, that's the real story. And I'm shocked that the press, of course, the press is bought out. They should go home and forget journalism, in my opinion. Put it under artificial intelligence, in my opinion. They get a better shot. Or go to children's schools and talk to the kindergartens. Those children have got more going on in terms of the empathy for work. It's right out of the Bible, you know. Listen to the children, the animals will lay each other. You know, they'll lay with each other, the lion with the sheep, and, you know, those prophecies. Well, let me tell you something. You can't be there unless you can travel there. That's what wars are built on. That's what the Romans developed in terms of their aqueduct highways when they piped water into the Rome and built those, you know, incredible engineering feats. The infrastructure grade for America, as it stands now, their figure, the figure of the lieutenant of the government, which is a Corps of Engineers, beyond the Corps of Engineers, this is the Engineering Association, they agree with me that, because I figured that out, that took, I don't know how many months it took me to figure out how much it would cost. I wrote the beginning of Quarantine Cost Health Damage around 2006, and been adding to it since, and had it at $16 trillion, as I said, just for the water alone, in America. So they have the forecast on the Engineering Association, the Infrastructure Report Card, they call it. It would cost about a little over $4.5 trillion over the next 10 years. Now, this isn't going to help anybody in the 10 years. We need it now because we don't have the resources to transfer the food because their food's contaminated. We're not going to have the water supply because we sold off the water technology to France. And it's going to be controlled by a pension fund in Canada, which is controlling the pension funds and controlling out the currency that will be electronic for 80% of the world. So on water, for the water expectation of the infrastructure, is based in billions of dollars, according to their figures. So it's $150 billion over the next 10 years, which is child's play. That kind of money is pocket money for the problem. The estimated funding from private sources, which will come, as estimated, from Russia, and here's where Russia comes in, at $45 billion for the water. The wastewater will be separately taken over by foreign governments with a public-private transaction, the PPTs. And, of course, these are dangerous transactions because what happens is the union gets into it. You have the Canadian pension funds. Of course, everybody's out to pay the pensions because the prices are going up for everything to pay somebody's pension that is either been corrupted or is increased in such a way that it's unrealistic. And that's the truth of it. So you have the surface transportation estimate by the Engineering Association at $2 trillion. Electricity at $934 billion, schools, $870 billion, airports, $157 billion. All that, all those figures are going to go under either Russian transactions or China transactions. What will come out on the public parks, I think, will be given away to France. That's $114 billion over 10 years. Levees, which should be the first thing that people, you know, if their engineering should be repaired, they're going to be, they're on the level of priority of 10th. Now, you talk about the people of the United States and their floods and the dams that are not working. So that's at $80 billion only. Dams, $45 billion. You see where the problem is, boys and girls? Corruption. See you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443, and welcome aboard.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin. And to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high quality, all natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Parker Pathways. The companies today that are cornerstone for Parker Pathways are involved in the interchange and inner development of what we've been talking about in terms of the new metrics for life and death on the death panel, the development of the interchange for the development for the control of water and currency in the world, the development of the artificial intelligence by Watson, for applications of interactive artificial intelligence at workplaces, the choice of human beings for what's called power conversion, These power conversion has to do with mind thought that's controlled by thought developments that will be part of data collection. The following companies are Artesia, Arista Networks at $124 a share. They are being sought after for the artificial intelligence as well for Microsoft, Alphabet, and Amazon. Anturo Midstream owns the national gas assets for the Marcellus Shale, which will be distributed to Germany and Russia. Biotelemetric Incorporated, $26 a share. They're developing new heart monitors because the heart monitors will be connected to the satellites in the air, which have already been shot up in the air, by the way, for monitoring your heartbeat anywhere in the world. And that'll be part of your fingerprint with your biometrics. Masimo Corporation, $95 a share. It's a medical technology that develops non-invasive monitoring devices. This is to monitor your muscle action, brain action, eye movement action anywhere in the world. Mercury Systems, $38 a share. They're computer systems for the military, for the new military that's being formed on the Earth. And I'll throw in, for the sake of others, is the capital management firm, Paycom Software Incorporated. That's $56 a share. They're out of a cloud-based human capital management system, and that's where they have the artificial intelligence for referral pools for information for resumes. And all that being said, I wonder what it's all about to have an Australian couple from Alaska who are buying radio stations in Alaska, of course, and in Texas and Arkansas, and increasing their rates, ownership rate from 20% to 100%. So the Richard and Shannon Sharon Burns outfit from the Frontier Media. My question is, what stations are they buying? And how is it that the regulations have allowed a foreign ownership of a U.S. radio station? And, of course, that was a bending of the lobby rule from the 1930s, according to the lobbyists who are working this through. How much of a bandwidth will the government control? You better ask yourself that. I'm asking that. Thank you very much. The second hour of Parker Pathways begins live hour 800-313-9443. And welcome aboard to Parker Pathways and RPN. I just knew too much. Does that make me crazy?
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic.